Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio and The Shaw. And Brian, got another breaking news on a vote taking place on Capitol Hill. The House has passed a bill to fight price gouging on gasoline here in the United States. Every single Republican voted no.
They should do something about price gouging. They should do something about the gas prices. Hey, here's something to do. No way.
So remember that, folks, that every single Republican in the U.S. House of Representatives voted no on a bill to address price gouging on gasoline. They do not want to see relief at the pump. To be able to complain about it.
I gotta hear this. I normally don't do this, but I'll probably regret this. But CJ, tell me about this. They voted against the price gouging bill against gas companies who are trying to fix it. Are you there, CJ? Can you tell me about it?
I'd rather hear how the vote or the bill.
No. We're talking about gas prices. You complain about gas prices nearly every single time you call. They have a solution for gas prices. Every Republican voted against it. What would you say about that specifically?
I thought your party's solving this.
They literally just did. And every Republican voted against it. And I'm telling you, why are you wanted the solution. They gave you the solution and you're still going, yay, Republicans who voted against it. And you can't, and I'd rather talk about, no, that's not the solution. Dude, I don't understand it.
I don't know how that.
I don't get it. Let's talk to Bill in Oconomowoc. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, is CJ a paid performer? Come on, you can't. That's acting, isn't it? He's not real. He's not a real person. A couple of things for CJ.
They met him the other day. He's actually a real.
He came to the live show at the Jade Monkey earlier this week.
And you know, again.
Man, I would have driven from Oconomowoc to see that.
You should have been there anyway, Bill. You should have been there anyway. I should have too, but
I
had other things.
Well, I just have a few things for CJ. He might want to just tell us why the fossil fuel industry subsidies are in the trillions. You might just want to talk about that. And a couple other things on the three candidates. You've got the Duchess of Foxconn. What can go wrong there? You've got a man who walks boldly through crowds. I just crack up every time you say that. And then you got a guy that lives in Connecticut. What can possibly get? What a cast of characters! Man,
yeah, if you look at any picture of him before now, it's some businessman type of thing, Connecticut light. But now he's running campaigns where he's look at my chops, and I'm driving a truck, and I'm just like a regular construction guy. I drove past a Michaels truck today, and I looked at the person. I'm like, you don't look anything like Tim Michaels.
I actually work for the Michaels Corporation. I will say this. I have to. They are a decent bunch. When I worked there, I did some engineering for them, and they're great people. They really are. But, Tim, I want to ask Tim this. If you're for America, are you for Putin or are you for America? Which side do you stand on, Tim? I need to know. I work for you. Come on, buddy. Help me out. My daughter almost bought your house. Come on. Help me out, Tim. You were a patriot. Do you still stand for America, or do you kind of like Putin? I know how that is.
There's authoritarian things. And, again, Putin, let's just say the Russians have done a really good job of, laundering their money through real estate in America. Let's go to Mark from the SAC. How you doing, Mark? Thank you for holding on. What's going on, man?
Yeah, not real estate, also for the NRA. Let's face it, that was a cut.
Oh, that's right, too.
Oh, yeah.
But and CJ, and I wonder if he is getting paid, if he's a paid troll.
Don't think so, although we do have those.
I wish the Billy Goat Scruff would drive these trolls back underneath the bridges that they used to inhabit under, because it is, and it's sad, the Duchess of Foxconn and Tim Michaels, and then the Republicans in general, holding up progress, here in the state of Wisconsin, denying Evers the stuff he wants to actually do because they want to, take him down. I mean, the first thing they did was, disempower the governor from what he was able to do.
Yeah, that was their first act.
And the lame duck thing, and Walker's still controlling the DNR board through what's the Prem?
Yeah,
and it's disgusting.
Good old Fred Prem staying there over a year now. It's going on past a year. That's really good. It's solutions that really help the governing of Wisconsin, because that's what they're all about, right? Thanks for the call, Mark. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Angie in Monroe. How you doing, Angie?
Good. Hey, I was just wondering if Lindsay is so amazing, why isn't she voting even, like, with this kind of stuff? I mean, and same with Adam, you know, the ones out there doing the January 6th, the Republicans. I was just wondering that. If they're supposed to be so amazing and, you know, and they're stepping up and doing what they're supposed to as a Republican, but then, you know, stuff like this, like the gas thing, why couldn't they, you know, they're not going to be, their party's not going to save them anyways, so why not vote with the people?
Yeah, that's an interesting aspect. I don't know why Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are continuing to vote in lockstep with the party on these things, but...
And again, they complain, we got to blame Joe Biden for the gas problem.
I want solutions. There are 12 Republicans that voted in favor of the FDA fixing the baby formula shortage. There were 10 Republicans that joined the Democratic bloc in that one. So there were some that crossed party lines. I don't know if Kinzinger and Cheney were involved in that or not. But it's telling that all five of the Wisconsin Republicans voted against that. And every single Republican in the House voted against this gasoline price gouging. And so it's crazy to think that they're going to sit there and complain about these problems and not actually be a part of the solution. And apparently CJ, that's totally okay with CJ. CJ,
it doesn't matter. Because no matter what argument you put in front of him, he's going to vote Republican anyway. It doesn't matter. Look at how much it took for Donald Trump to mess up, for people to go and say, maybe not. And even then, they went down ballot and voted for the slime balls down ballot, not necessarily the ones that would ever help anyway.
We got enough time for one more call. Let's squeeze them in before the end of the show. Wisco Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hey, don't forget the governor nominee in Pennsylvania. He's a real gem. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really great folks. Just surrounding with just the best folks. And it doesn't matter. They're like, Tim Michaels will never ask CJ for his vote. Tim Michaels will go and ask multi-billionaires for their vote, multi-millionaires for their vote, because those are the people that matter. And Bill from Oconomowoc, your immediate managers and your supervisors, those are great people because they figured out how to hire good people that keep people working well. That's good stuff. And I'm great. I'm happy to hear that the Michaels Corporation takes care of their people. But judging from me, I wouldn't think that the dude is going to be trying to help out his workers as much, because at least it's not showing in his work. And he's not going to go and ask the workers for his vote. He's asking the multimillionaires. And by the way, Shock the Monkey, I'm playing that because monkeypox is here. Look it up. It'll be fun.
It's in Massachusetts. I'm not looking forward to this, Brian. This is weird.
Yeah, folks, but Elizabeth Warren just came here now. She could have monkeypox.
I think she was in D.C. most recently. But, folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you miss any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow at 2:00.